Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin with contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 48. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 48. There is nothing to fear. The idea for today simply states a fact. It is not a fact to those who believe in illusions, but illusions are not facts. In truth, there is nothing to fear. It is very easy to recognize this, but it is very difficult to recognize it for those who want illusions to be true. The presence of fear is a sure sign that you are trusting in your own strength. The awareness that there is nothing to fear shows that somewhere in your mind, though not necessarily in a place you recognize as yet, you have remembered God and let His strength take the place of your weakness. The instant you are willing to do this, there is indeed nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. When I am in fear, it's because there is an illusion that I want. I search my mind now for a fear thought. And I see that when I am believing in the fear, that I am also believing in the illusion. And when I drop back and look at the thought, not from the eyes of the body, but from the eyes of the heart, it changes the way it feels. When I look with the eyes of the body, believing in the illusion, there is that fear feeling in the body. But when I step back and I look from above the battleground, from the eyes of my heart, from the truth of who I am, the situation I was fearful of a moment ago I now view more as an adventure, just wanting to see how it will play out. The outcome of it doesn't really impact the truth of who I am. It may change what happens in form, but it doesn't touch me in truth. It doesn't impact me, but it may show an impact. But in truth, it doesn't impact me. It's a liberating feeling. And with that liberating feeling, there is also a willingness to allow it to unfold the way it wants to unfold, without wanting it to be one way or another. In whichever way it unfolds, it still doesn't touch me. There's nothing to fear. And each time I remember there is nothing to fear, it is the truth of me, my heart speaking to me. And so I do hear my heart throughout the day as I remember there is nothing to fear. I can walk in confidence, knowing I hear my heart. I hear the truth of who I am. I hear the Holy Spirit's guidance, my higher self. I have confidence in my guidance and my willingness. There is no fear. Holy Spirit, thank you for walking with me, for helping me to become aware of who I am and where to place my footing. And the realization that where I place my foot in form cannot harm me, the truth of me. There is no fear in wherever the foot lands in form. Thank you, Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self. Thank you, my heart. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, letting go of all the thoughts that bubble up, and we allow those thoughts that bring fear to be looked at with the perception of our heart. They cannot touch the truth of who we are. And so we let them go as well. And we sink deeper with a confidence that there is nothing to fear. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me, with the truth, with fearless love. Namaste.